Farm leaders conclude their historic convention. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's been a very good convention. I don't know how it could have been much better.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken says the 99th convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation at Gaylord Opryland in Nashville was a big success for not only getting the president to address the nation's largest general farming organization, but also for those attending from the volunteer state.
Just a great group of farmers from all over the country, great turnout of our Tennessee farmers for this convention, and obviously to have the President of the United States to come and show the importance of agriculture to the rest of the country. Just a great meeting all the way around.
Row crop farmer Todd Littleton of Gibson County was at the convention, and he's thankful that Farm Bureau is working at the county, state, and national level to improve the awareness of our most important industry.
I've enjoyed meeting producers from all over the United States and hearing some of their problems and issues and how they relate to the same thing that we deal with. Having the president here was an experience that I won't ever forget. I think it speaks volumes to the influence this organization has nationally to have the President of the United States come to our convention and speak.
Also during the Farm Bureau convention, Cannon County livestock producer Lou Nave was elected to represent the southern region of the AFBF Women's Leadership Committee.
We have to be engaged. If we don't take the skills that we've been given and use those, it's been a total waste of time for everyone. Farm Bureau has given me many opportunities to become a better leader. I must take those skills and share those and bring others. And I want to take my enthusiasm to other people and get them encouraged and excited so that they become new leaders so we can continue to advance and have new voices and do even better every year.
Young farmers Robert and Lindsay Elliott of Robertson County finished third in the nation in the Excellence in Agriculture contest, and Joe and Becky Smith of Overton County were in the top 10 of the Achievement Award. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.